Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Remember, if you missed out on our Motley Crue ticket giveaway, we will be doing that in the noon o'clock hour all week long. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Don't forget that tomorrow, the KNC Masterpiece will be doing a how to spend your money wisely for the Cowboys in the upcoming offseason. And during the C Block tomorrow, you can love it, you can hate it. It'll be a Dak appreciation segment.
Is it really going to be that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's going in the team.
And here's why. Somebody on – it was our question – yesterday morning to start the show was, are you angry at the Cowboys? And I was very like,
yes.
Nah, I'm just deflated. Oh. At this point, I'm just deflated. Kevin was mad. You look for reasons to be mad.
That's old Kevin.
Dude.
And that's a fair point.
And man, there's so many times when I say something and then Kevin agrees and I'm like, do I know my friend or what?
Oh, yeah.
But then somebody posted this. I enjoy watching you people do the dance to avoid blaming Dak. Dude is the most overrated player in NFL history.
Oh,
and I was like,
in your face, Joe Namath.
Yeah, hold on, dude. Joe Namath won a couple Super Bowls.
No, he won a Super Bowl,
but didn't he guarantee one?
Yeah, and actually, Joe Namath gets credit for really making the Super Bowl matter. I know it sounds insane right now, but after the first two AFC, NFC championship games were absolute ass kickings. And then the Colts were favored by, like, I don't know, 17.5 points against the Jets. They really needed the Jets to win, or else people would be like, this game is stupid.
Yeah. So, tomorrow, I'm going to look at that text, most overrated in NFL history.
That's covering a lot of ground.
And then I'll look back at what this year was for Dak.
So, you know,
Prescott.
That segment's going to, like, piss some people off, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And what they're going to come away with is, yeah, but what's he done in the playoffs? And that's fine.
Sure.
That's perfectly fine. This season, I don't think any of this was his fault, really.
Ooh. Okay.
Unless him accepting his contract is the fault.
Look, man.
Yeah, move on.
I would have done the same thing.
Every single one of us would
have. Yeah. I mean, you that blame falls directly on Jerry Jones. And the fact that still to this day is like, oh, this is a genius decision to give him that deal. And it's like, was it? Josh Allen took way less money.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we're the best.
But it's how you spread the money, and they have a lot of spread.
You know what? We're going to get to that.
I think, do we have that cut where he talks about how much spread they have?
It's tough because I think it was in the middle of like a statement. He didn't just come out and say it was like in the middle of one of these answers.
before we get into Jerry Jones with this rewind brought to you by Window Nation, I wanted to throw this one out there. Your level of concern. Oh, yeah. It is time for the level of concern.
Oh, man!
Sorry about that.
I love that intro.
Your level of concern for other players' health on the ice when Mikko Rantanen is out there.
None. That's you. Whenever we say we signed up for this life, same thing in the NHL. You know the Stars are coming to town. Look out!
So last night he hurts Kemper, and
I don't want him to hurt anyone intentionally.
Kemper got
or,
hurt,
like, dirty or anything like that.
Kemper got hurt, and I saw a Simakopoulos post like, hey, this is he's building a roster of people that he's injured. And everybody was like, how can you even blame him for that? He was pushed into the goalie. And that's true. Like, that wasn't Miko's fault, in my opinion. And actually, I think Gullitson said, had the score not been what it was, he would have challenged that last night.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But the fact is, like, Mikko is establishing, I'm a tough guy on this ice. Do y'all want to deal with me or not? And most people are getting hurt at the moment. And I'm not saying go out intentionally hurting people. But this is a tough sport. It's hockey.
Yeah.
You get hit.
I agree.
And honestly, this team has been missing that bone for a long time.
For damn sure.
Even in the regular season. Regular season, they've been able to rely on a couple of different things. A, very good offensive skills. Very good offensive skills. Very opportunistic also. Where if there's a loose puck in the middle of the ice, you have guys that can take off and have jets to go along with it. But how many times have we seen our guys take one and it's like, who's going to respond?
Yeah.
Who's going to set the tone on that? And Jamie Benn's pretty much the only one that anybody can turn to. And then Jamie Benn, dude, he ripped that dude's helmet off the other night and stuck that fool in the face. I was like, this is awesome. He unclipped it with his thumb. He just said, unclip, helmet gone, pop!
He knows.
I said this early in the season. Mikko looks in moments like he's trying to tell his team, this is how we play hockey, and I like it. And I want more of these guys to follow suit and be like, we're going to be a tough team whenever playoffs come around. Build to that. Get healthy. Build to it. From the 817, Corey, Nico wants to take out everyone's kneecaps. No, Corey wants. I don't want him to. But I want to establish some toughness on this
team.
Clean
hockey.
Yeah, clean hockey. Good, clean hits. Don't be afraid to finish your checks.
Yes.
Do the things that matter.
Yes.
Do the things that intimidate opponents and going down into the corners. I don't want them thinking they can have free rides into my lane. No way.
I like that attitude.
So, Mikko, you keep doing your thing, baby. We're loving it. Let's go to cut number one here. It was on with Jerry Jones was on with Sean and RJ and Bobby this morning. Peyton, sometimes Aiden.
Usually Aiden.
We'll see how long that lasts.
What?
Thoughts on the disappointment on most likely missing the playoffs this season?
Well, don't you agree? That's multifaceted. There's a lot of reasons. You've got a lot of games that you've got to analyze and a lot of play time. So I would say this, that generally speaking, I have been very, very pleased with how the offense has played so far this year. And that played to expectations. We've certainly suffered when we lost continuity in that offensive line. We've benefited from some great play from receivers. We've had great tight end play. And we've had some excellent running back play. On the defense, we've been a hodgepodge of injury cause issues, having players that weren't at the top of their game or on their way in from recovering from injury. So, bottom line, I'd say that we've been pretty off balance because of the way our defense has presented and the issues regarding our defense, which I didn't expect.
Okay, ooh, that's the line right there I was waiting for. Level of concern on the defense's play, which he didn't expect. How did he not expect that?
It's high, but I get the sense, and maybe I'm off about this, that that was a very post-trade answer, as opposed to, if he didn't expect it the entire season, then you're like, the hell are you talking about? You traded away your best defensive player and you didn't expect any of this? I think he kind of means, or mostly means, post-trade. So I'll say in the middle, though, because there were some troubling signs.
I think, Kevin, we for a lot of the season, he was like, we're going to get Overshown back.
Yeah.
We're going to get Revel back. And whenever that happens, we shouldn't be out of the playoffs by that point. And they kind of were already.
And it just like, and that's fine. Let's say even they weren't. It's really,
he thought they could keep it closer with what they had.
It's really tough to expect players who hadn't played since like November or October and December, respectively, to just come in here and start kicking ass.
That's the meat of the schedule.
That's
really
great. But
guys,
if you haven't played, I think it is unreasonable to expect that.
Kevin, you've said this a couple different times. You don't think that Schottenheimer has the guts. Let's go to cut three.
I think he coaches scared.
Do you think Shotty is settling for field goals too much instead of being aggressive?
Not necessarily. We thought if we could get that running game going Sunday, that would be give us a chance to sustain those drives. And you always want to sustain those drives. Early when we had opportunities, and we had opportunities all day long Sunday. And that's one thing to point out is not only Sunday, but against Detroit the week before. It wasn't that we didn't have opportunities to really have a different outcome in those games. And but in both cases, I will say that Detroit, as well as what we were playing against Minnesota, we in the case of Minnesota, we let their quarterback have a big day on us.
All right, right there, Kevin. Your level of concern when it comes to Schottenheimer kicking field goals instead of pushing the effort.
It is very, very high. I respect Jerry Jones' his answer. I don't think it would be the best idea in the world to be like, oh, yeah, he's definitely needs to step it up. Like, that's probably not the best thing.
You did mention yesterday, because I asked the question, what if he doesn't trust his defense?
Yeah.
You don't have the tools, you should be more aggressive.
Exactly.
Would you be more conservative if you have everything?
Yes, absolutely. Look,
okay.
That's just basic idea that you see in like sports a lot. And we saw it a lot like in the high school world, right? Especially baseball, softball playoffs. If you're the worst team, you want one game. You want one game,
yeah,
hoping you can win it as opposed to a series. If you have all the tools, follow all the rules, because you're like, hey, on an even playing field, we're going to wear these people out. Whereas if you don't have that, I think that's when you need to gimmick it up more.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Here's the other thing then, and I don't think we've like fairly got this year, because I don't think we ever had an even playing field with this team. I still don't. You said for years you didn't think that the Cowboys had the coaching staff to change things on an even playing
sure.
field. Did Schottenheimer make you feel any different this year?
Okay, my answer is no, but my answer is not no forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still...
You saw things you liked?
Exactly. I think most Cowboys fans probably saw some things they like from Schottenheimer this year, but I don't think you saw enough to the point where you can be like, oh yeah, he obviously gives us a coaching advantage. But I'm interested to see where it goes.
Will Matt Eberflus's job status next season be determined by the rest of the season?
Well, I think that should be a big criteria, because these three games are vital to us. They're important to us. We don't play a game that's not important to us. It's vital to these players. They're a part of a team here that can get out here, and really, as long as you've got the opportunity to have some good things happen, you should take it, because I've seen it happen. But yes, how we play over these next few weeks will be a big criteria, because I think really we're at one of the peaks of our healthiness right now. And so if we can step out there, there's some question about our left tackle, but it was Guyton. But if we can step out there and have three good games, then I think that all should go in the decision-making.
He also said at one point, that's another clip, and I don't have enough time to play it right now, but he said in another clip, that defense has given me a lot to think about.
Yeah. That was not in a positive way.
Yeah. Did it sound, your level of concern for Matt Eberflus' job next year?
I mean, if I'm Matt Eberflus, it's really, really, really high. Now, I want to make this clear. I fundamentally disagree with what Jerry Jones said this morning about these being important games and winning these games, being able to translate into 2026 and how they're not going to care about a draft pick. But that's the philosophy of the person running the show. And so we just kind of have to deal with it. I would much rather have like pick 7 as opposed to 12 and he went 6-10-1 than to say, man, we did it. We went 8-8-1 and we won 2 of our last 3. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that matters.
You know, he mentioned, and he said
but
this
he
before.
Talk, he did. He
said,
did.
Well, he said before, a win can do so much. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When he says that, my first thought is that's the Jerry that does not decipher between success off the field and success on the field. Because when he says a win can do so much, I know it can do a lot for the people internally, the guys on the field.
Yeah.
Like, they feel good. They're positive. They're, you know what, I'm ready to get back to work. I think negative motivation can also help at times. Sometimes you need a, hey, fat boy, get out there and do it. But I think that's that part where he's like, no, I'm watching the market of the Cowboys. And when we win, these things happen. And I get sales. And that's the part of me that thinks that
you
he was saying something like that. But in my opinion, hearing what he said there sounds like Eberflus, even if this is, I mean, he's got to show something special.
Well, can I ask?
With this group on the way out. Because even Jerry, again, he doesn't like to admit that they didn't put the players out there for the coaches. You make that admission, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, we got the play. We thought we had the players. Did Eberflus have influence on some of the players that came in? Probably so.
What does it have to look like in those last three games? Is it like a score? Is
it three-point games or two shutouts? I like what Sean said this morning.
Fire him now, then. There is no way in
Giants,
hell.
Giants and Washington should not they should not put a lot of points up against you. All right? That's all I'm saying is they should not be out there saying we're this is a slaughter fest, guys. You should not be allowing anything. Don't let them have an inch.
Okay.
That's C-Block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we power rank the NFL power rankings. Where would you put the Cowboys? We'll do next right here on The Fan.
This would be 51 for Aubrey. No fake this time, and it's going right, and it would stay right the whole way. And Aubrey, uncharacteristically, well, he wanted to run. They wouldn't let him run, so he missed wide right, and the Vikings have a short field with a tie game.
Spoiler alert, the Vikings won. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to power rank the NFL power rankings. Maybe we can dive back into the Stars or Mavs as well. But first, the Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, who, man, they did him dirty last night during Monday Night Football when they posted the picture of, like, his glasses askew and one lens all fogged up and stuff. And it was like Mike McDaniel's having trouble in the cold.
Yeah, they do.
So he was asked about replacing Tua, and he said, everything is on the table. Do you know the next options for the Dolphins at quarterback?
No.
Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers.
All right.
I would actually want to see Quinn Ewers out there. Zach Wilson, not so much.
I just, in the history of watching that team, I know that McDaniels had this, he felt like when he got there, he was like, I have to roll with Tua because they have him. And he spent so much time, he did a whole like hour clip of all these videos of Tua doing good things, so he could be like, look, man, you're good. Yeah. You just got to believe you're good. And so he spent so much time trying to talk this dude into swag and being that kind of guy. And he's like, I need a dude that just walks in and exudes that. I don't need to be the one trying to grow this guy all the time. And so I think I think he has a lot of freedom heading forward with this organization. It sounds like, Kevin, that he can finally put his fingerprints on it a little bit more. He had a team.
Yeah.
Then the leadership in that organization did not step up for him for whatever reason. But it seems like the ownership is like, no, we have your back here.
By the way, weird side note, since I just looked up Zach Wilson, do you know he's almost a year older than Javonte Williams?
Wow.
Doesn't that feel wrong? Javonte Williams is 25.
Yeah.
That feels like, I was thinking about his future with the team, and I was like, ooh, I don't know. And then I looked it up. He'll be 26 when the season starts because his birthday is in April. So, like, he's plenty young if you wanted to keep rolling with that. Now, I know there are plenty of people whose their philosophy is just not really pay a running back. But if you chose to, that option could happen.
What about paying Zach Wilson?
I do not believe.
It's a premium position.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Okay.
I do not believe I will support that. All right. Power ranking, the NFL power rankings. You want option A, B, or C?
I never know what that means.
Exactly.
It's just, you're just giving me a letter.
You would rather know the place?
B.
Okay. B is NFL.com.
Okay.
So you pick the league. Who is the worst team in all of football? Feels like it's a three-team race.
Titans.
Ooh, the Tennessee
Raiders.
Titans. It is one of those two teams. Who do you choose?
Alec. We're going to go with the Raiders.
Alec is the worst team?
No, we're going to go with the Raiders.
Okay.
Alec's a great teammate.
Yes. The Raiders have now lost not only once, but twice, 31-0. I don't know why. That feels more defeating. Just knowing that, like,
you've been shut
out. Yeah, you're 2-12, and then the other team whooped your ass,
31-0. You play in the NFL, and you didn't score a point.
Yes, twice.
That's bad.
So the Raiders are 32nd. Tennessee Titans are 31st, and the New York Giants are 30th. What's interesting to me about that is if you go off the idea that Fernando Mendoza would be the number one pick quarterback out of Indiana, I'm not saying that is like a for sure, but he's the favorite right now. Two of those three teams are not in need of a quarterback. They like just drafted quarterbacks in Jackson Dart and Cam Ward.
Nobody wanted anybody to draft Cam Ward. You know that? It felt like everybody was like, dude, he's not.
He was the least hyped up quarterback, but he's not the one. Yeah. It felt like he was the least hyped up quarterback number one in forever.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Whereas the Raiders that.
The Raiders probably are going to go.
That makes a whole lot of sense to me. Where would you put the Dallas Cowboys in the power rankings?
Up until that game, I was probably like right in the middle.
Okay.
But then they lost the Vikings, who had nothing to play for. So I'll move them 20.
Okay. Alec, where would you put the Dallas Cowboys?
Give me 18.
Ooh. Not number one.
Zach Woolchuck says number one.
The correct answer, since you picked NFL.com, is 19. The Dallas Cowboys, despite losing to Minnesota, did not move whatsoever. Meanwhile, Minnesota moved up from 22nd to 21st. This sometimes is what is confusing about the power rankings. The Vikings are 6-8. The Cowboys are 6-7-1. They just went on the road and beat the Cowboys and moved from 22 to 21, while the Cowboys stay at 19. Please explain.
The Cowboys stunk it up.
What? Then shouldn't Minnesota be ahead of them?
Minnesota stinks it up more.
Not on Sunday, they didn't. All right.
It was one game, Kevin.
Okay.
The Cowboys still have a 1% chance of being in the playoffs. The Vikings do not.
They have a 1% chance of being in the playoffs if you round up. Because it's a 0.6. We're dangerously close to it. If we were 0.4, that'd be a 0.
No, that would be 0.5.
No, that's right.
Because you'd round up to 0.5.
No! No! That is not how that works.
Mm-hmm. You round to the closest half point.
God. If it's 0.4, you don't just round up to 0.5.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
If you round up to the closest half point, yes.
But why would I? What? The closest.
Round to the closest half point.
I'm not doing this. I am not doing this. Who is.
You think you're not.
I might need to tag out for Woolchuck.
We'll draw you back in real quick, dude.
Who is the number one team in all of football?
I think it's Denver.
Ooh, okay. Alec, what say you?
I think it's the Rams still.
Ooh.
I'm holding steadfast on that.
Well, Woolchuck.
Rey Mysterio.
I want you to think about this. One of them said the Broncos. One of them said the Rams. Those are the 1-2 teams. Mm. But which one do you agree with?
I am going with just ram it. Give me the Rams.
You must ram it. The Los Angeles Rams are number one on NFL.com's power rankings. Don't worry, though, Corey. The Denver Broncos are, in fact, number two. And if you look across the power rankings, the Rams are one in all of them. And The Athletic and NFL.com have the Broncos at two, having some trouble there.
I don't know what's happening
like the
with
Cowboys
this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And so Bobby comes in here and does weird things with this. He strokes it and he moves it around in weird positions. And now I get in here and this thing is just distorted.
Yeah, and it sounds like it could use some oil.
It's squeaky because it's been just...
It's abused.
Tugged around so much.
Oh, my dear goodness.
He's talking about the microphone, Kevin.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You're phrasing it to make it sound like
I'm not trying to say that way.
From the 817, 0.3 or higher goes to 0.5. That's how that works.
Yep.
And then if it's over 0.5, if it's 0.7, then it goes up to 0.8, 0.9, 0.10. That would be 1. It would go down if it's 0.6 or 0.7. So you understand what I'm saying here?
No.
Are you saying we're winning the Super Bowl?
None of that is
round
how
to
that
the
works.
Nearest half point.
None of that is how it works.
You want us to round to the nearest quarter point?
Man, can I tell you, when I was in Germany, they had a sign up and said, they said something was 4/10 of a kilometer away. I was like, hold on. Why couldn't we just get a half a kilometer, a little bit of a ways back? Also, why not 2/5?
Yeah, and who knows what a kilometer is?
Oh, for sure. I had to look up on my phone because it said we were going, I don't know, like 140 kilometers per hour. And I was like, oh, that feels fast. And I had to look it up and I was like,
it's 80.
Yeah.
From the 817, Kevin getting worked up about math is just as funny when Mike got Corey riled up with Bob Dabalina.
Yes. I remember that very well.
Or the Pippen played all the games moment.
Played all the games. So the Rams are 1, the Broncos are 2, the Seahawks, the greatest record of a team that nobody could possibly care any less about, are 3rd, the Buffalo Bills are 4th, and the New England Patriots are 5th. Let me ask you a question.
The Bills play themselves in and out of the top 5 so much.
Just like Josh Allen plays himself in and out of the MVP race. All right, if the Patriots would have held on to that game in like won by double digits, it didn't have to be 21, would they be your unquestioned number 1? Like, if they just put it to Buffalo.
Probably so, because they deserve that the way that they played, but they haven't really, have they really thumped anybody like that in that same manner along this run? I got to go back and look at all the scores they've done so far, but it feels like them and Denver have played some pretty tight games throughout the year.
Yeah, realistically, only the Jets and the Giants, and then you go back in the Titans and the Browns. And so the teams that they've like really put it to have not been that good. Although they did crush the Panthers, which is looking like a better-ish win as it goes along. But they do have a lot of close wins on their resume.
People just haven't believed in Denver. And that's been fascinating to me all along this stretch because they've been...
Can I tell you? I think I'm one of those people.
You still don't?
I think I am one of those people who's more apt to believe in the Patriots than the Broncos because of my thoughts on their quarterback. And that might be totally wrong.
Interesting. I think the coach does a very good job with quarterbacks in Denver. And so I like that. I'm also, I just don't like... Josh McDaniels. That's always going to be just something I hold against the Patriots there. But I think that the Broncos have done an admirable. They have a fantastic defense, and they've done an admirable job of being able to win games whenever you don't think that they're going to win them. So The fact that Seattle's where they are is still fascinating to me, but they have a pretty stout defense to go along with it.
And then I have one more note for you. This is in the world of soccer or football. FIFA, everyone was super mad about how much the tickets were. So much so that even Stephen Jones said, I heard you have to get a second job
to
afford those tickets.
Not
that,
him.
That is a real, yeah, he's fine. but
not him.
Because of that, the World Cup has slashed prices on some of their tickets, and they said they will have $60 tickets available for every single game of the tournament in North America. But then they added this. You're going to be under the supporter entry tier. Why can't you just buy a ticket? That feels like they're really defining you down. And the odds are that it's going to be hundreds of tickets as opposed to thousands of tickets. That will be $60. But if you can get a pair of World Cup tickets for $120, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. How do I do that?
Become a supporter? Now you're going to need to win the lottery and stuff. The FIFA lottery, not the general.
Do I need
lottery.
To submit for the FIFA lottery?
Yes, you do.
How do I do that?
Sign up at FIFA.com.
All right.
We're the
KNC. Do I need to create a login?
Yes! What entity in the history of ever?
You need a credit card, too. If you want me, I can put that in for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm good with
that. That feels like a
mistake. I might save that.
Where do I click?
The click now button, book
this,
now.
This feels like an off-air conversation.
Don't have an account? Sign up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Right. You get influenced by these Nimrods like Wolchuk coming in here and dragging you to the nonsense side.
Nimrod.
I think he's cool.
I love you.
I like that guy.
He's all right.
Screw you, Kevin.
Coming up next, we will chit-chat with Zach Wolchuk and the better parts of the G-Bag Nation next right here on The Fan.
Here's Keyontae. Going to run some clock, down to 9, down to 7, down to 5. Marketing rises up! Oh, what a bucket!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, didn't do this yesterday. Shout out to the Texas A&M volleyball team. Defeated 5-time national champion Nebraska. 3-2, Nebraska was undefeated, moves Texas A&M volleyball team to the Final Four for the first time in program history. Broadus, I saw you nodding your head. That's a pretty cool accomplishment.
Absolutely it is, and I'll tell you what, I've noticed portal talk for these volleyball gals.
Yeah?
Yeah, our gal at Nebraska, she's like an All-American.
Yeah.
Michigan's coming after right now.
Oh.
So, yeah, we've got not only portal talk for football.
Careful.
But we've got the women's volleyball, and there's
seen like, it in softball.
There's like several of them. These gals are big time. But the funniest thing is to watch Marcus Spears, like watching his daughter play in this tournament. And my man has got his Texas gear on. He is sweating up a storm, like he's playing the game.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, good for all those ladies. It's man, the tournament's excellent when they have it. I mean,
absolutely.
The finals are incredible.
Absolutely.
I was so happy when Abby stopped playing volleyball. I couldn't get with it.
You know, how come?
Just watching the whole game, I felt like I was at a boring church service where I'm just like, okay, what time is this here? Is there any way I can maybe call a bathroom break and head out to the car for the next 20 minutes?
See, I would have always wanted to, if I was a girl dad, avoid softball because I feel like the Grinch at softball games, because I was like, oh, the noise. And I'm like, just stop it.
Yeah. All their chants.
Yes, for one batter. Yeah. Just stop it.
The first game, Kevin, you assigned me to at the Plano Star Courier was a volleyball game. And I'd never covered high school girls volleyball before. And I was like, oh my gosh, this was an absolute blast.
Yeah.
I was like, it was intense. They were flying through the air. I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. And then I got to cover football and I was done with that.
The college programs are really, I mean, it is taken off because of ESPN.
Yeah. And Nebraska draws like a monster.
Would Nebraska have a game? Did they have at the stadium?
At the stadium.
Fire.
Yeah.
70,000 or so.
Yeah. That's absolutely awesome. Unbelievable. Well, those fine voices come from the G-Bag Nation, and we're going to chit-chat with them courtesy of D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, I feel like we've already started it. How is you today?
Excellent, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. We were talking about this. I think it was off air. The Mavericks don't win, which I know can be a positive for a lot of Mavericks fans. Cooper Flagg looks phenomenal, though. Were you guys locked in on that game, especially late start, overtime, all that stuff?
Yeah, it was a crazy deal. I was not able to keep my eyes open long enough to see how that thing finished, but when I woke up and saw that they lost, I was not upset.
Lauri Markkanen transformed into Wilt Chamberlain in overtime, pretty much.
And that's he is a Maverick killer, that guy.
He is.
That always happens.
I was watching Monday Night Football. I do a Steelers podcast with a buddy of mine in Pittsburgh. He talked me into it. And so I'm trying to stay up with them as much as possible, but clicked over for the end. I mean, that that football game was
not
brutal.
The most exciting.
Yeah, it was ticked.
Didn't have high drama there at the end.
Yeah. It felt like for just a minute, maybe the Dolphins might try to make it interesting, and then they're like, never mind. What do you think of McDaniel coming out and being like, yeah, maybe we'll bench Tua? Are you ready for Quinn Ewers or Zach Wilson?
Yeah, it's not good options. Not good options across the board.
I want to see Quinn Ewers, see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
It might not go well.
Probably won't go overly well, but I mean, Tua, that contract is so bad for them.
Yeah,
there's no escaping it. Like, you are paying him $55 million next year.
Yeah.
So good luck dealing with that. But it was an ugly watch.
Yeah, there's no way those other guys are better than him, but I understand your frustration with Tua. Like, every game he does something that makes him look like a bad rookie. Like,
yes.
And the way that his balls float through the air, it's just like, it's an embarrassment to have this guy on the team. Like, some guys are
that
bad for your brand.
Yeah.
You don't want to have Mark Sanchez in your uniform. You don't want to have Carson Wentz in your uniform. And you don't want to have Tua. You know, it's just, it's a horrible look for any organization, any brand to have to withstand that. But yeah, there's no way those other guys are better.
And it's brutal, too, because you have to obviously keep him for at least another season. And even then, I think your dead money hits like $32 million. So you are stuck for a minute there.
It's just so dumb. It's so dumb to pay a quarterback who's that limited, where it's like he has a very particular skill set. And now that every defense in the league has a beat on it like they've had for the last couple of years, There's no like plan B in the arsenal of like, okay, we can pivot to this. You're small, you're unathletic, and you don't have a big arm, and so what can you do? Nothing.
He's a lefty.
You can just get
just
embarrassed.
Always looks weird.
Yeah, it makes everything look worse.
That's true. It does look weird.
Can we get back to Cooper Flagg? Because he's a lefty. I'm here to tell you, Cooper Flagg,
the dominant hand.
He's left-handed.
Yeah.
He's ambidextrous. He can do both.
He is, and he's amphibious.
That was a part of possible.
That was part of the scouting report.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason
possible.
Why
he can swim.
Brought him to town.
That is a different deal right there. Were you guys hyped up about the stars last night as well? I know a lot of choices, Monday Night Football, stars, and Mavericks. I was worried. I don't know if you caught our discussion earlier. I was worried going to the third period because you've really been in a funk the last couple of games and didn't look that great in the first two periods. But then, bam!
Ooh, the floodgates erupted. Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah, it was awesome. And then Moose's goal was sick nasty. It was nice to see Duchesne finally get on off the schneid since he's come back.
First time in more than 190 minutes. They had a 5-on-5 goal with that Duchesne.
Isn't that bizarre? That is a wild stat.
They even
right
had
there.
A shorthanded goal before 5-on-5.
Crazy. But I did hear you guys talking about Lea Simakopoulos, and man, you know, Rantanen's kind of racking up the injury list
like
there,
it.
Huh?
I'm
always cool with taking a run
Thank
the goalie.
You. What's the balance of those are all legit hits? That player just got hurt versus.
I think it's 1 in 3.
Okay.
That was like legit that I think I probably could have pulled up there. The other two I think were kind of incidental.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I just want a physical team. Yes. I want people to be intimidated when they step on the ice against this team. Not only can they hit you, but they also can put it in the net. And then, like, how do we stop them?
It's like, have you ever tried to wrangle in a moose? I mean, seriously.
It's ridiculous.
Have you ever actually tried to do that?
No.
We're not stopping that.
Have you?
Two moose in Dallas,
there was a couple
way.
Of times, but I came out on the wrong side.
Dude, that was a goat. That wasn't a moose.
I get confused. It's like the ambidextrous stuff.
Man, I know I definitely shouldn't ask you about the old toy Pog then. If you're getting confused
what
about
did you,
words.
What did you say?
Yeah. Pog. Do you remember the Pog? Are you a big user of
I mean, I'm
Pog?
A fan.
I saw Wolchuk Googling that earlier. I don't know what that was about.
Everybody, you guys are on the same wavelength.
I wonder how many people actually know what that stands for.
It was
for
a game. It was these
the
little
toy.
Chips that were about the size of a coin dollar. And they were little pieces of paper. And you got one that was heavy. And you'd throw it down and they would all go over the place. Then you kept the ones you knocked over.
But in the ensuing 25 years, as most things do in our language, it has been hijacked for
didn't aim very high, did you?
Yeah,
as a kid.
Yeah.
It's the evolution of the sport, yeah. Man.
Yeah,
Boner was a name in the late 80s.
That's true.
Yeah. It is a weird world. Yeah, we played with pogs. You advanced in Texas high school football with penetrations. Yeah. And the best friend on Growing Pains was named Boner. What happened to our society?
He's so pure.
I follow an account that's like names that were real. Like human beings' names that were real.
Not surprising.
And it would jar you.
Is that on Twitter or
yeah.
is that on...
Okay. It's on Twitter.
He's just got a friend who mails him things.
You should check out all the weird names for apples.
This was a real...
I didn't know this. Go down that rabbit hole.
Apples.
No, it's birds, bro. We did a top 10 crazy birds.
Apples are in there, too. I was going to do a top 10 list one day, and then something happened, and I pivoted. But
and
I
apples
got that
are real.
Apples are real.
So, there
and
you go.
That's also evolved, too, because now it's like a technology thing.
The monkeys, the macaques...
What do you guys got coming up on the program? Hours and hours of NBA Cup final coverage?
Yes, 100% of that. Pure Gold as always. Thanks for asking. And we'll mix in Mark Schlereth at 4:40.
All right. Looking forward to that. Will you ask him if he ever played with Pogs?
Sure.
All right. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation.
Just got done.
We have been.
After I peed my pants.
The KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back tomorrow, probably 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Hey, good night, Kevin.
Good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.